Yeah, again, we're holding Daf Yud Amid Beis. So just less Gemara again. Tanan Hosam. Or Aslo V'Chalal Shalo is Mitzdarfin. B'Tefach. That it has a shame Tefach, it has a shame oil over the mace. My Or Aslo, what does it mean Or Aslo? Omer Rabba Baba Chon, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Or Kisui Shabeis HaKisei. It means the or of the skin, like the cover on top of the Beis HaKisei. That it was like a cover, and that the tzoya would come out in the middle of the cover. The kama, how wide, how big was this or was this piece of skin? Kiyosi Rav Dimi Omar. So it's machlokes. Rav Dimi said this is the pshat. Etzpayim mikan. It's two etzpas of skin on the right side. The etzpayim mikan. There are two etzpas, a thickness, a width of two etzpas of skin on the left side. The etzpayim revach biemsa. And the middle of the hole open. And the middle is also wide, two etzbois. Which this is a tefach, we'll see later, that if you measure it with the small of pinky, with the small finger, there are six etzpoyes to the tefach. So this Or HaAslo was a tefach wide. It was made up of two etzpoyes of skin, then two etzpoyes a hole, and then two etzpoyes again a skin. That's the way Rav Dimi learned. So the Mark Yossi Rovin, when Rovin came, Omar, he learned this is the measurement of the Or HaAslo. Etzpa umachtsu mikan. It was 1.5 etzbois on the right side. The etzpa umachtsu mikan, and 1.5 etzbois on the left side. The etzpa revach biemsa. And the hole, the space in between, was only one etzpa, was less than either side of the skin. So this is the way Rovin learned. Omalei Abaya, so Abaya said, L'Rav Dimi to Rav Dimi, Mi peligisu, is there a machlekes between you and Rovin? Is there any machlekes? Omalei loy, I tell you no, maybe there's no machlekes. I say a shear of two and two etzbois, and he says a shear of 1.5 and 1.5 and one etzba. Now I tell you, ho baravrusa, as I'm talking about a bigger shear, no, ho baravrusa, as Rovin is talking about the thumb. If you make the thumbs, how many thumbs is there in the tevach? We said before, four thumbs. So therefore his shear was 1.5 and 1.5, which was 3, and 1 in the middle. Ho bizutrusa, and Rav Dimi was talking about the small finger, the pinky. So you need six pinkies to make up a tefach. Therefore, it's 2, 2, and 2. So maybe there's no machlekes. Hey, mara machod, v'loy pligin. So the mara v'loy pligin, is that true? There's no machlekes here. Or malay laya pligusu. No, the hechruch, there is a machlekes here. And what is the machlekes? We'll soon see what's the hechruch. Why do we say there's a machlekes? But what is the machlekes? Uva oimed meruba al haporitz. Mishtei ruchais pligisu. The machlekes is here where you have to have more oimid, more mechitza, more covered place has to be than the open place in the middle. If we're going now and have a minam that poritz koimid, it would be equal. The same amount of space and the same amount covered would not be good. You have to have more covered space, more mechitza than you have open space. So the machlekes is, how do you count the covered space connected to the open space? Do you count both sides and say if you add up both sides, since they are more than the middle, it's good? Or no, Rovin says no, each side by itself has to be more than the middle space. That's the machlokes. Again, the lashon is, uvo oimed, if you have more oimed, more mechitza, meruba ala poritz, mishnei ruches. When you have to come on to add up the two sides, pligusim. Lidi doch, according to you, it means according to Rav Dimi, heavy oimed. According to Rav Dimi, that's also kosher. Therefore, even though the hole in between is two etzbois wide, and each side by itself is only two etzbois, so you don't have more mechitz, each side by itself connected to the hole, so what? We add up, though, the two sides together, which is four etzbois, and four etzbois is more than the whole of two etzbois. That's Rav Dimi shita. Mashenke and Lerovin, Rovin said the shear was 1.5 and 1.5 on each side, and only one etzba, one goydel in between. I'll tell you, according to Rovin, Meruach Achas Hevi Oimid. You have to look at each Oimid, each side by itself. Meruach Achas Hevi Oimid. If each side by itself is more than the whole, then it's kosher. Then it's called a Mechitzim. But Mishtei Ruchais, if you have to add up both sides together, and that's more than the whole, Loi Hevi Oimid. That's no good. Therefore, Rovin says the case is Bedavka, where it's 1.5 on each side, and the middle is only one Etzba. Therefore, the sides, each side by itself is more than the middle. Therefore, it's considered like a mechitza. Therefore, here what's nageya to us, it's called an oil over the mace. So So the Gemara, di salko daito. Because if you're going to think, you're going to tell me, loy pelagis, so that there's no machlokes here, of a zayl l'rovin, according to Rovin, hoho ibor le lememur. If really there's no machlokes, just one is talking about thumbs and one is talking about pinkies, so this is the way Rovin is talking about thumbs should have said, etzpa ushlish mikan, you have one and the third thumb on the right side. V'yetzpa shlish mikan, one and the third size of skin on the left side of a thumb. V'yetzpa shlish revach b'emtza, and one and the third space open in between. And that should also be kosher, if you're going to tell me there's no machlokes, that both of them hold, you could add up the two sides, since they're more than the middle, it's kosher. So the elamai is a tamar v'yelamai pleginon, that there is a machlokes here, that there is, that Rovin says, no, you cannot add up the two sides. Just each side by itself has to be more than the middle. But according to Rav Dimi, you could add up the sides. Fred Gemara, v'yelamai pleginon, there is a machlokes, l'didi, according to Rav Dimi, it should have said like this. This is what Rav Dimi should have said. A bigger chiddush. He should have said, if you have an etzpa ushnei shlishi mikan, you have one etzpa and two thirds width on one side is the skin. The etzpa ushnei shlishi mikan, and one etzpa, one pinky, and two thirds on the left side. The etzpayim ushnei shlishim revach b'yemsa, and you have two etzpas and two thirds in between b'yemsa. That's also kosher. That's what he should have said. He should have said a bigger chiddush. That not only two and two, he should have said bigger chiddush, that the hole in between is bigger than either one of the sides. But still, since you ate up the sides, it should be kosher. If that's a vimis chiddush, he should have said like that. A bigger chiddush, that even if the middle is more than each side, why does he only say two and two, where the hole is equal to each side? Have the Gemara Eli e kilamema de paginin. If you want to still say there is a machlokes between Rav Dimi and Rovin, I'll tell you beporitz koimed paginin. The machlokes is if poritz, that means the hole, the space in between koomud, is the exact same space as the sides, is that kosher or not paginin? That according to Rav Dimi, it's only kosher when you have two and two, because you look at the hole in between, that's two etzbois wide. How much is each side by itself? Two etzbois side. So since they're equal, that's also called a mechitza. It's in other words, nobody holds that you can add up the two sides together. If that's more than the whole, it's kosher. No, havaz, you can't add up the two sides. You have to look at each side by itself. So according to Rav Dimi, his kulur is that if the side and the whole is the same shear, that's called oimed, is keparet, it's kosher. And Rovin holds no. If the side and the hole in between, if they're equal, it would also be possible. Because he holds oimed, keparetz is no good. You badafka have to have more oimed than poritz. Therefore, according to Rovin, it's only kosher if on one side it's 1.5 thumbs, and the middle is only one thumb space. Therefore, the oimed, the mechitza part, the covered part of the skin, is more than the oimid. That's Pshat and Rovin. That's the machlokes. Ben Echanami, nobody holds if you add up the two sides, even though that's more than the middle. But since the space is more wider than either one of the sides by itself, avad will be possible. Now, the Chazon Ish, in Hilchus Tzitzis, in Simon Beis, at the end, Sif Kontes, wants the boyers from our Gemara that we hold, that if the Moshul, if you have a pair of Tzitzis, and you have the two sides of the tzitzis where your neck goes through it, and then you have the opening for your head to go through it. So he wants to say if the two sides, the ksofim, are not wider than the hole in between, it could be that the tzitzis is possible. Because we hold the maskonah is that we do not add up the two sides of the ksofim, nor the hole in between. If the hole in between would be bigger than each side of the tzitzis, he wants to say the tzitzis would be possible. So you have to make sure that the hole is at least the same width as the sides of the tzitzis are. Because if the sides of the tzitzis would not be as wide as the opening of the tzitzis, like our Gemara, that would not be called like a mechitza, would be possible. It's interesting to take a look there, even though the Mishnah, he says himself, the Mishnah is not much like that, but that's the Chazon Ish Shita. This was the Mishnah. That if you have a Tzuras HaPesach by the door, the opening of the Movi, then even though the Movi is more than 10 Amos wide, still is kosher. When is it possible just for the Kari of Alechi? But if you have a tzuras ha-pesach, then it's kosher, even though it's wider than 10 amos. That's the din of the Mishnah. So the Mara Ashkechon, tzuras ha-pesach de mahani beruchboy. The Mishnah says, Klo, that even though the pesach is wider than 10 amos, if you have a tzuras ha-pesach, it's kosher. Is that smarter, even though it's wider than 10 amos? Hu adin v'yamaltaro de mahani begvoya. There was another loch in the Mishnah that if the Kaira is more than 20 yamas high, it's possible. Well, he's had an heter for it. If you have an amaltero, that's like something special that you look up to see the wood, the special wood sticking out. Who are then you look up further ready to see the Kaira? So if you have an amaltero, it means special woods sticking out on the side of the movi, so then you look up further and it's kosher, even though the Kaira is more than 20 yamas high. So these were the two aterium. For the width, it says klo tzuras ha-pesach is matter, and if it's too high, an amaltero was matter. For the Gemara ipchamai, what's going to be just the opposite way around? Ipchamai, what's going to be for the width? Does an amaltero help? Like in picture 138, if you have an amaltero, it means the opening to the movi is more than 10 amis wide. So you put a kaira on top. Namala kaira doesn't help if it's more than 10 amis wide. But what about if this kaira has special pictures on it? Special tziurim. That you can look at it because it looks funny. So b'zoi, maybe an amaltero is matter even though it's wider than 10 amos. What's going to be the locham? Hanu adin, lui tzuri the pesach is more than 10 amos high, can you put a tzuras a pesach? Does that help by the gvoy also? Hey, sipchamai, what about the other way around? So the mora toshma, I'll bring you rayim. Titania, mavui shu gvoye meyesra mama. You have a mavui that the walls are more than 20 amos high. Is a locha yamayit. You have to bring it down. If you have a tzuras ha-pesach, then the din is ein a tzuras ha-mayit. As even though it's more than 10 amas high, meaning more than 20 amas high, still is kosher. So you see, klo, tzuras ha-pesach helps even though it's higher than 20 amas. What about amaltero baruch b'mai? So what about the second shaila though? So we have a raya, tzuras ha-pesach helps both ways. Whether the opening is too wide, or the opening is too tall, if you have a tzuras ha-pesach, then it's kosher. Now what about an amaltero? So far we only saw an amaltero helps if the kaira is too high. If the kaira is more than 20 amos high, if you have an amaltero, it's pictureful, you could see it, you notice it, then it's kosher. What about baruch b'mai? What about if the opening is more than 10 amos wide, and you have the kaira on top that has pictures on it, that you notice it, is it kosher or not? Toshima, the Tanya. Mavui shul gavoya miyesra mama. If you have a mavui that's 20 amas high, is yamayit. The answer is first, bring it down. Either bring the kaira down, or else lift the floor up, make boards on the floor to lift it up. For harachav miyesra, let's say it's wider, the opening is wider than 10 amas, is also yamayit. Put kanim on the side to make the pesach less than 10 amas wide. For yamayesh to etzuras ha-pesach, ein etzuras lamayit. If you have a tzuras ha-pesach, you have a corner on one side, a corner on the other side, and a corner on top of them, a regular tzuras ha-pesach, is then a tzuras lamayit. So pasha, this means both ways. Whether the wall is too high, or whether the wall are too wide, still a tzuras ha-pesach helps. V'yem yesh lo yamaltero, and hu adin if you're using a kaira, and the kaira has an amaltero, either it means pictures on it, that's the Rambam's pshat, and the Mechabal at this, like picture 138, or else we had before pictures, Rashi Pshat was an amaltero, means there are pieces of wood sticking out on the side of the kaisel that makes you look up. So even though the kur is lamala, mechav still is kosher. So here it says, you have these things, ain't a sarach lamayit. You don't have to make it smaller, you don't have to bring it down. So, my lava seifam, my lava amaltero helps even in the sefer, where we say where the opening is wider than 10 amas. Still, an amaltero helps. So you have a riot, how is shailam? Amaltero is not only where it's too high, and even if it's too wide, like in picture 138, then you have the kaira going on top, if you have pictures on the kaira, it'll be mutter. So tomorrow, no, loya ratio. That it says amaltero helps, it only helps in the ratio where the kaira is too high. If it's 20 amas high, then the svar is you don't notice it, but we say if it has special pictures on it, then you would notice it. Ve'enachnami, if the movi is too wide, if it's more than 10 amas, then a kaira would not help. Even if you have an amaltero, it wouldn't help. The only eitzah to do with such a movi, if it's more than 10 amas wide, is to make a tzuras ha-pesach. Or else you might, or else l'maisa, make the opening less, or up until 10 amas. So the Mara. Masni lo Rav Yehuda l'chia bar Rav, kaimi de Rav. He learned this over in front of Rav. that what Einot Tzorach Lamayit. He learns that if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, is Einot Tzorach Lamayit. Trashi, So he learned, like we were learning until now, that even though the opening to the Mavui is more than 10 Amos wide, if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, is kosher. Omalei, Rav answered back, Omalei Yisnayu, you know how you should learn. Tzorach Lamayit. No, even if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, but if the width is more than 10 amos wide, a Tzuras HaPesach does not help. That's Rav's halacha. So Drash to Tap Rashi is Nayu Tzorach Lamayit, Afilu Yeshto Tzuras HaPesach. Even if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, that was Rav Shita. And that was the Gemara on the Amud Beis that said, Rav learns, why do the Rabbanan say that up until 10 amos is called a Pesach? Because we're learning out of the Heichel. The Heichel was 10 amos wide, and that was called a Pesach. Now the Gemara asked the Kashyam, the Heichel had a Tzuras HaPesach to it also. So if you're learning out from the Heichel, even if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, it shouldn't be kosher more than 10 amos. So Gemara says, Enachanami, according to Rav, that's the Lochom. Rav is the one that says that we learn out. Rav is the one that says we learn out. Rav is the one that says that Rav is the one that says you learn out the sheer yud from a heichel, and the heichel has a tzuras pesach. So you see, even with the tzuras pesach, it's only kosher until yud and not more than yud. So Mela Rav Taka learns here tzorach lamayit, that even though you have a tzuras pesach, it doesn't help. But that's Rav's shita. But halacha we don't hold like Rav. Halacha we hold that tzuras pesach helps, even though the pesach is wider than 10 amos, still it's kosher. So the Gemara says that Rav wasn't, it's only Rav that says like this, we don't hold like him. Omer Rav Yosef, midivir Rabbeinu Nilmat, from we learned from this halacha here, that chotzer, sheruba psochem, that's from divrei Rav, we're going to learn that if you have a chotzer, sheruboi psochem v'chaloinus, rove of the chotzer is made up from doors and from chaloinus, from windows. In other words, the porous, the opening is more than the omud. Like in picture 139. We have a chutzah, you have four walls going all around, but rove of the walls have either windows or else doors to it. So you have such a chutzah, that rubai, psochim v'chaloinois, is eina niteres b'tzuras ha-pesach. I tell you, such a chutzah does not help b'tzuras ha-pesach. According to Rav, it does not help b'tzuras ha-pesach. So the more my timer, why not? Why shouldn't the b'tzuras ha-pesach help? My timer. If any Pesach is more than 10 amos wide in a Mavui, it's possible. Hu adin uporitz meruba loy med oiser bechotzer. Hu adin, any time the opening is more than the oimid, then the mechitzer is, it's also possible by a chotzer. If the poritz, if the opening is more than the omud, it's possible. Now, ma yoiser meyeser. Just like if you say if you have only one opening, even though most of it all over is closed, but you have one opening, and this opening is more than 10 amos wide. You're telling me it's possible. According to you, Rav, say, a tzuras pesach does not help. I'll tell you, af poritz meruba aloimid. Who are then when you have more openings than you have closed? The poritz is more than the oimid. That it by itself is also by a chotzer pshita. If there wouldn't be a tzuras pesach, muscle this picture, it all has tzuras pesach. There's always a closing on top. But lo yitzuyu, all the openings wouldn't have a tikra, wouldn't have a covering on top of it. It'll all be just wide open. So pshita be posel. Whenever you have roiv poritz, is more opening than closed, pshita that's posel. So v'zeh, I'll tell you, ain't a nitte b'tzuras pesach. Who are then even like this picture, where you have a tzuras pesach, where you have a tikra on top of it, still it should be possible. As according to Rav, that Tzuras HaPesach does not help where it's wider than 10 amis, who adin a Tzuras HaPesach should not help, even though you have oimid, even though you have poritz, meruba al oimid, still it shouldn't be good. That's the halacha. So tomorrow night, maybe there's no raya. I tell you, ma li yoysa meyeser. In a case where it's wider than 10, ma li yoysa meyeser. Ho oysa b'movi. There it's a bigger chumrah. Where the opening is wider than 10 amos, there is kefelech. Why? Shekein lo hirtarta boy eitzopasi b'royis l'Rebbe Meir. According to our Meir Shita, Pasti Biroi, so we had yesterday, that the Rabbanu will make them. If you have the bor full of mayim in the middle of Rishus Rabin, so you'll have to put up just four pieces of wood at the four corners. So Rabbi Yehuda's Shita we had yesterday was, it's good even though they're 13 and a third amas apart. Rabbi Meir Dingzich there. Rabbi Meir says they're only matter until yud amas apart. It can't be more than 10 amas apart. If they're 10 amas apart, it's possible. That's the loch of a pasi berois. So you see, according to our mayor, once it's more than 10 amas, the rabbonim will not matter even by pasi berois. That was the picture before of 121. 121 was the picture. That even though, according to our mayor, if it's more than 10 amas apart, it's possible. Yeah? But 10 amas is kosher. And that's by pasi berois. Now, what's the loch over there? Tayama b'paretz meruva aloimed ha'ase b'chotzer shken hitar to etzah pasi b'rois ma'ashenken alocha that a paretz is more than the oimed. If you have more opening than closed, we're saying that's possible by stam chotzer. What about pasi b'rois? By pasi b'rois, the rabbanu will make all. Pasi b'rois here, the zicha more opening than there is closed. The closed is only two amas on each side. One and one arm on each side, and open is 10 amas in between. So you see, the rabbanim were more makel with this psul of the porets being meruba than the oimid than they were by the din of yud amas. So you see, the opening of yud more than yud amas is a more chomadik psul than the psul of being more open than mechitza. Because pasi b'rois, according to Reb Meir, were makel even though there's more opening than closed. There's a bigger pirtza than there is omid. Still, it's mutter. Ma'ashenken, if the pirtza would be more than yud amis, it's possible. So you see, a psul of being wider than 10 amis is a bigger psul than poritz ruba loimid. So Mela, according to Rav, Rav says that tzuras ha-pesach doesn't help. When does Rav say tzuras ha-pesach doesn't help? Only if it's wider than 10. So I tell you, Badasko, when it's wider than 10, that's a bigger psul. So there, even a tzuras ha-pesach doesn't help. Ma'ashenken, in our case, we have this chotzer, that rove of the pirtzes. There are more pirtzes than mechitzes, so maybe here it would be kosher with the tzuras ha-pesach. Because the psul of being more pirtzah than mechitzah is not such a chomadik psul. Because you see, by pasi b'rois, they were mekel. By pasi b'rois, there's more opening than there is closed. And still we see we're mekel. So you see, this is a less of a psul than it is rochav meyud. So meila, it's no raya. It could be tzuras ha-pesach doesn't help where it's rochav meyud. But where it's not roch of mayud, just there are more openings than closure, then maybe it's mutter with the tzuras ha-pesach. So you have no raya from here what Rabbi hold in such a case. That's the more saying. Yeah, I remember it's a pasib royis, but there we are koil. Merely you have no raya. So the Gemara lema masayle. Come, I'll bring you raya. The shayla now again is the tzuras ha-pesach help in the case where this porut oimed meruba. There's more pirtza than there is oimed. What's the raya? Tan lemi masayle. Defano is halolu. If you have walls, sheru bon sochim bechaloinois, that rove of the walls are made up with openings, with doors, and with windows, is still mutter. Still it's mutter. Obovado, she oimed ruval porets. You should know you have to have more oimed, more mechitza, than you have porets, you have opening. For the Gemara, that can't be. He sheru bon sakot aitach. If you can tell me rove of it is made out of doors, and windows, so how could you tell me it's more oimed than parts? How can you tell me there's more mechitza than pirtza? If you have rove windows, so pshita, rove is open, then it is closed. El Gemara, El Eima, Shariba Bem Sochim Vechaloinis. Not there were rove windows and doors. Nava, the rove of the mechitza was a good mechitza. Just there were a lot of windows and a lot of doors in this wall. Obovad, Shay Oimed Rubala parts. But avad, it's only kosher when you have oimed rubal apurts. Smelo, there's no raya from here that a tzuras ha-pesach would help. Avad, we're talking about where there's oimed rubal apurts, that's why it's kosher. But if it wouldn't be oimed rubal apurts, maybe there'll be no raya. No, forget, this is still a good raya. No, it says, elamai bovad, she oimed rubal apurts. So you see, even though here we have, the chura kosher is, even though there are tzuras ha-pesach here, still, it's only kosher if you have oimed rubal aparetz. You have more mechitza than you have pirtza. Mashmir, if there'll be more pirtza, the openings, the chalainois, and the doors would be more than the mechitza, it'd be possible, even though you have a tzuras ha-pesach. This is a raya that, according to Rav, will be possible even with a tzuras ha-pesach. Now the Gemara name is no raya. Om Rav Kana, Kitan Yehi Bepischi Shimoi. We're talking about these type of psochem here. Doesn't mean a real good Pesach that has the same Tzuras HaPesach to it. Like in the picture 139, all the tops are a good Tzuras HaPesach. No, we're talking about Pischi Shimoi, that it doesn't have a same Tzuras HaPesach to it. Something is missing. We'll soon see what's missing. Trashi Pischi Shimoi means psochem shemimim, like ruined ones. Lishnachrina psochem mikukolim, shemachusarin tikin. It's missing a tikin. For the Gemara, my Pischi Shimoi, what is the Pischi Shimoi, what's missing here? Pligi bo Rav Ruchumi for Rav Yosef. Chadoma the less le shakfi. It doesn't have any shikfi. So Rashi learned shikfi mezuzos. His the side walls are no good. Shenechlutzu avonim mikanu mikan, even yoitzis v'even nechnesis. V'einzu tzuras ha-pesach. It's not called the good tzuras ha-pesach. Like in picture 141. 141, the two side walls of it, is not called the good tzuras ha-pesach according to Rashi. Because since one brick sticks out, one brick sticks in. One brick is out, one brick is in. That's not called the good tzuras ha-pesach. Has to be a straight beam going down to this side, and a straight beam going down to this side. If the beam goes zigzag, that's not called the good tzuras ha-pesach. That's Rashi's pshat. That's a psul from the Shikvi. Yeah. The Chadom, another one that says, is the Lestle Tikra. No, could be that alone would be called good side walls. But it's missing Mechal Tikra on top, like the picture 140, like Rashi's picture here. That even though it has two side walls, but the Pesach on top of the Pesach is open the Gamri. So maybe in such a case, it'll be possible. So yeah, Pshita, if you're going to have more opening than you have closure, so that's called Poritz Meruba Mi Oimed, and Avada, there it's possible. Would have been good Tzuras HaPesach, like a picture 139, maybe it would have been mutter. So maybe you have no raya what Rav would hold. Maybe Rav holds Tzuras HaPesach does help where it's Poritz Oimed Meruba. I hear it says it's no good, because here it's talking about Pischi Shimoi, that they don't have a good shame Tzuras HaPesach. Yeah. So more of the Yaf Rav Yechanin Sovalo Lohod Rav. Rav Yechanin also holds like Rav, that if something is wider than 10 Amos, a Tzuras HaPesach does not help. The Yom HaRovin Bar Ravada, Omer Reb Yitzchok, Maisa B'yod HaMechad, a Maisa happened with one person, Mibikas Beis Chursen, that's the place where he was, Bikas Beis, Rashi Shem Mokim, name of a place, Shenoetz Dalet Kondisin B'arba Pinos HaSoda. He stuck in the ground four poles on the four different ends of the Soda. Kav Dalet Kondisin, like we make a chuppah. Here's some picture 143. He had dalet four sticks sticking up on the four sides of the soda. Omotach zumoira aleim, and he stretched on top of them the zumoira, the vines across on top to make it look like a tzuras ha-pesach here. Obo ma'isof nechachomim, and the chon yestes ma'isof nechachomim ve'tiru lar linyan klayim. They were matter nageya to klayim that it has a shem mechitza. Like Lamoshel, let's say you have this picture, the four sticks. And you have a Tzuras HaPesach, you have the Zemurahs going across on top. See, if this is called a good Tzuras HaPesach all around, it's called like you have Mechitzis. When you have Mechitzis, you're allowed to plant a kerem, the vines inside, and right outside you can plant Zeroyim. There'll be no risk of Klai Zeroyim. Klai Zeroyim, if you have a Mechitzis in between, that's like picture 143. You're allowed a Mamashav right connected to the wall. On one side you have the grapes growing, on the other side you have the wheat growing. If you have a real Mechitzis there'll be no risk of Klai Zeroyim. So what did now that you only have a Tzuras HaPesach, he also said that's called like a mechitza. A male in your klayim, there's no issue. You're allowed to plant inside the vines, and right outside you can plant this roim. That's what this maisa was. So Drashi, umotach zmorah gadayim, mizel zeh kein Tzuras HaPesach. Then now it looks like you have a Tzuras HaPesach here. So he's mat with linyan klayim, shimyesh gefanim b'teich hakundisin. If you're growing grapes inside, is muter lizroya somach lem chus lemechitza. Right outside this Tzuras HaPesach, you're allowed to start planting wheat. Chiditnan, hoyegeder bintayim, if you have a gather wall in between, zeh somach legeder mikan, he's allowed to plant grapes, zeh somach legeder mikan, he's allowed to plant his wheat. There's no issa klai zroyim. There also, there's no issa klai kerem here. That's what they said. The Yomer HaShlokish, HaShlokish said on this Maisa, Kederach She'tiru Lar Linyan Klayim, Kacha Tiru Lar Linyan Shabbos. The same Allah would apply Linyan Shabbos. This is called Rishus HaYochid. Since you have four Tzuras HaPesach, a Tzuras HaPesach has a Shem Mechitza, so inside here is a Rishus HaYochid, and that's the way we make all our Arabs. All the Erevs in camp, wherever you make an Erev, has a Tzuras HaPesach going all around, and inside it's called Rosh HaSiyochid, like Rish Lakish says here. L'chashlin yin Shabbos, the Talta B'toichah, you'll have to be metaltal inside it. Rabbi Yechon says no. Rabbi Yechon Amar, L'klayim etiru. Enoch Nami, it's mutif, klayim, it's called the Mechitza, you'll have to plant inside and right outside. Hitiruloi. Linyin Shabbos le etiruloi. But on Shabbos, though, you're not allowed to be metaltal inside. It's not called the Rosh HaSiyochid. So tomorrow, but my askin, what are we talking about? If you want to say you made the Tzuras HaPesach the wrong way, minatzad, like picture 144, you did not put the Zmiris on top of the beams the way it's supposed to. Or else a picture 145 is called the Tzuras HaPesach that's made minatzad. Halacha Tzuras HaPesach is that the top beam on top has to go straight across on top, above the two sides. You put it on the side, that's not called the good Tzuras HaPesach. If that's what you're telling me, that's what we're talking about here. The stammer went along the side.